So let's review. The Gemara records several instructions for scribes. Ki kasvisu shtari akniyasa, when writing documents recording transactions that took place previously, and whose dates do not affect achrayas, the right to compensation if a property is seized, such as shtari matana, gift documents, which usually do not include achrayas, or shtari halva, she'im ben achrayas, loan documents that specifically do not include achrayas, or shtari mekech memker, sale documents, which entitle the buyer to achrayas from the time of the sale regardless of when the document is dated, because the sale becomes well known through the witnesses even if there is no shtar. In all such cases, iadisu yeme deknisu bekasvu. If you know the date when the transaction took place, mention it in the document, because the Rashbam explains, ikalamechesh shema achre kein nitna la'achresh lekedin. During the period between giving the gift and writing the document, the owner may have written a document giving the property to another person, and that document will predate this one. However, v'ilai kasvu yeme dekamaisu be. If you're unsure of the date of the transaction, rather write the present date of the writing so that it should not appear as a false document. However, the Rashbam adds, regarding a loan document that includes achrayas, they should only write the current date, because otherwise, havalei muktim apostel, predated loan documents are invalid, because asla mitra v'kuchis mizman ha'kasa v'shtar sh'lekedin, he can wrongfully claim property that was sold after the date, but before the document was written. Kikamaisu b'shili, kasva b'shili, v'avagav d'mesirin l'chumi l'behini. When you write a document in shili, write this into the document even though the transaction took place in hini. And as the Rashbam explains, kolema b'mokum pleni kesavnu, hach mashari'inu b'mokum pleni. This way, you're essentially saying, in this place, we recorded that which we observed in that place. The Gemara discusses whether one can exchange a document for other documents of equal value. Haiman denoket shtara bar meyazuzi, v'amar shavi nahali trei b'nei chamshin chamshin. If a creditor has a loan document for 100 zuz and wants to exchange it for 250 zuz documents so that the debt can be partially repaid without the need for a receipt. Loi mashvin lu, we do not allow either party to exchange a document without the other's consent. Because of the Rabbanan Milsa, the Nichile Lamalva, the Nichile Laleva. The Rabbanan instituted this policy, which is beneficial for both the creditor and the borrower. Nichile Lamalva, Kadesh Yachab Lepire. The creditor gains because it encourages the buyer to pay in a timely manner, since he is afraid he might lose the receipt. And Nichile Laleva, Kechad Nifkam Shtari. The borrower gains because a partially repaid document is suspect and the lender must swear to collect with it. Conversely, Haimad Anokit Trey Shtari B'nei Chamshin Chamshin V'Amashavin Nahali Chad Bar Ma. If a creditor has two loan documents for 50 zuz and wants to exchange them for 100 zuz document, we do not write the new document because here too both benefit. The creditor gains because his document does not become suspect and he does not need to swear. And the borrower gains because he is not pressured to safeguard a receipt. A third scenario, Haiman denoket shtara bar mea zuzi, v'amer shavini nehali chad bar chamshin. If a creditor has a loan document for 100 zuz and wishes to exchange it for 150 zuz document, claiming that the other 50 was already paid, loy meshvinele, we do not write a new document because we suspect, haimrif apare, he was paid in full and gave the borrower a receipt. And now mapik lehai, va'amalei hai achrinahu, he will use the new document to collect again, claiming it represents a separate loan. Zok the Mishnah. Someone died, bequeathing a bathhouse or olive press to his two sons, one of whom is poor and the other rich. If the bathhouse or press was rented out, they divide the income. However, if they were built for personal use, the rich brother can insist that it continue to be used in this way, even though the poor person has no servants to use the bathhouse or olives to press, since it is equally available for his use. The Mishnah continues, Shnayim shayu bi'ir achas, shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem achar Yosef ben Shimon. If there are two people living in the same city, both named Yosef ben Shimon, ein yichoyin lohitzi shtar chayv zelze, they cannot use a document to collect a loan from each other, because the Rashbam explains, yochal halolitin shtar ze b'yadcha, ani hichzarti lach, since they have identical names, they supposed borrower can claim, this represents a loan that you borrowed from me, and I returned it to you when you repaid. Similarly, no one else can use a document to collect a loan from either of them, because they can each claim that the other is the borrower. The Gemara infers, either of them can use a document to collect a loan from someone else. And l'nafila l'chashina, we do not suspect that the other Yosef ben Shimon is the creditor and he dropped the document and this Yosef ben Shimon found it. The Gemara records a related incident. Someone had a document that stated, I so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, borrowed money from you. And he claims to be the creditor. Rav Huna did not allow him to collect, because Mimcha, afilu meresh galusa, afilu mishvar malka. Mimach could refer to anyone, and we have no proof it refers to him. Rava brought a proof from the following brayse. Get sheyesh lav eidim ve'im bezman. A signed get that is not dated. Abashol aimer, im kasa b'gerashti hayim kasher. If the husband wrote in the get, I am divorcing her today, it's valid, because hayim, hahu yem edinafik b'mashma. The term today denotes the day the witness is observed in writing this clause and giving the get, and is a valid means of expressing the date. Similarly, Rabbi explains, Mimcha, mahu gavra denafik mitusa yadi mashma. The term from you denotes whoever is presenting the document at court. However, the Gemara challenges this proof. Perhaps, Abishol karebalazis vile, the amr eid misiri karati. The term today does not denote a specific date. However, Abishol holds that the witnesses who observe him giving the get are the ones who effect the divorce, not the signatories on the document. Therefore, just like Imbay Eidim Kasher, a get without signatures is valid, so to Imbay Zman Kasher, a get without a date is valid. However, Hacha Leichas Lanafila, the term Mimcha does not express a specific person, and so we suspect someone else dropped the document, and this person found it. The Gemara answers Lanafila Leichashina, we do not suspect that the document was dropped, and whoever has the document is believed to say he is the creditor. Therefore, regarding Gesi Ben Shimon as well, Rabbi explains, Hei Malacher Meitzin. Either of them can use a document to collect a loan from someone else, and lenafila lechashina. However, the Gemara differentiates. Lenafila dechad lechashina, lenafila deram chashina. We do not suspect that one Yesu ben Shimon dropped the document, and the other Yesu ben Shimon happened to find it. However, people sometimes drop their documents, and so a person holding a document that does not name the creditor cannot use it to claim the debt.